You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. I'm Joel Reinberger. Our guest is Dr. Kristen Harmon, Graduate Research Coordinator from the University of Tasmania and the Course Coordinator of the Diploma of Family History that is taught there. Kristen, if you're going to start on your family history, what's the first thing you do?
Well, it's a pretty obvious starting point, actually, and that's to start with yourself. So you need to start with yourself and then you work back through the generations. So you would work back using what are called vital records, birth, marriage and death certificates, and trace your own parents, look at their marriage, look at who their parents were and so on, filling out the branches of your family tree that way.
How hard is it to get birth, deaths and marriages records?
It's relatively easy and quite a few are freely available online as well. So the internet serves us wonderfully well in this area, such a wealth of material. So we help actually guide students through accessing it because there's so much you could get swamped. But we also have to think carefully about these vital records. Who created them? Who gave the information? What was the context? So, for example, a birth record, we might trust that information a little bit more. Perhaps the dad's reporting the birth. Perhaps the mum has if she's had the baby in hospital, been released from hospital. Death records, perhaps not quite so much.
Well, why is that?
Well, often with a death record, if it's an elderly parent who's died and perhaps they've come out from another country, it might be their then adult children who are informing those details and saying who they think the parents were. When you think back several generations, you might actually have the adult children who have not ever met grandparents from another country. So you can see little mistakes can creep in, and sometimes they creep in transcription. So a clerk taking down words, say, for example, in a census, might slightly mishear something. Or in countries like Australia or New Zealand, where you had a mix of accents from people coming from different parts of the world, people might slightly mishear. So while the written record's valuable, we encourage people to try to find, if possible, at least two sources for a person to check that they correspond.
Would you start something like this with perhaps a conversation with your parents, your grandparents, and further back if you could?
Absolutely. So while people often do engage with family history later in life, if you're a younger person, it's a fabulous opportunity to even try and do some voice recordings, grab some oral history while older people in your family are still there with you to be able to talk with. If that's no longer the case and isn't possible, it's still well worth thinking about doing oral histories with people like cousins or perhaps people that lived nearby when you were younger and so forth. So oral history is a great place to start, always looking then to verify information through that historic record. There's some fantastic family legends that have turned out to be not quite as accurate as people first thought when they go to the documentary record.
So where else can you go to look at that documentary record? You've got someone and you're thinking, I need to find the parents of this person. If they're not in births, deaths and marriages, for example, where would you go next?
Look, there's a few options. So when people do the Diploma of Family History online with us, we give them access to Ancestry Library, which is all of those trillions of documents in Ancestry. So they can use that to search. And one of the great things about that is often there's actually photographs of original documentation you can check for yourself. Another great option is to go down to Libraries Tasmania. And if you're a member or not, you can sign up to quickly become one.
Yeah, it's not that hard to become a member of the library, is it?
Not very hard. You can use Find My Past, which is another great tool and also well worth looking at because while they have a lot of the same records as Ancestry, there's someone there that aren't on the other database. So there's just so much online nowadays that you hardly have to leave your home, in fact. But the other thing too, I think, Joel, is it's not only obviously the written record. There's objects. There might be medals in the house. There could be a special vase, a chest of drawers, an item of clothing. There's all sorts of amazing things that are handed down through families. And one of the things that's really useful to think about if you're the custodian of one of these things in your family is to write an object biography. Write about the special item while you've got its story there with you to tell so you can hand that on as a legacy piece.
Dr. Kristen Harmon, it's been lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.